You are listening to station PCJ in Holland.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, the International Happy Station Show. Keith Parent here with you for the next 55 minutes. And yes, today we began with the original theme that Eddie Sturtz used to use many, many moons ago. And the reason is because we do play it from time to time. A number of you have said that we don't play it enough. So, we'll start playing a little bit more often. Okay, right. Anyway, it's very nice to have you with me today. Today's show borders on the silliness. Yes, the silliness. And the show that we originally had planned an hour ago was thrown out in the rubbish bin. Yes, it was thrown out in the rubbish bin. And the rubbish men came and took it away. And they dumped it in a big heap of rubbish. Well, that should tell you how silly we, in fact, are today. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy the show. We actually have something that I think I may have mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 8 or 9 months ago, about a very interesting radio serial that was done many, many years ago called Flash Frisbone. Now, I know some of you have light bulbs going off on the top of your head saying, huh, that sounds familiar. Well, we're going to bring you the first installment today, but I'm not going to tell you too much about it until probably next week or the week after. So we have that and much, much more. We're going to begin with Otmar Liebert and Barcelona Nights here on the Happy Station Show.
Thank you.
Otmar Liebert, and Barcelona Nights. Now, you know how it happens sometimes? You can be out and about, right? Either in a cafe, you're shopping, you're driving around, and all of a sudden, for no reason at all, a song pops into your head. And it could be the kind of song that maybe you hadn't heard in 30, 40 years. And it's just there. And all of a sudden, you can't get rid of it. Well, this happened to me Tuesday, tonight, the night that we're recording this show here in Taiwan. Just about an hour and a half ago, before we recorded this week's show, I don't know why. Well, I know why, but I'm not going to get into too many details. But a song popped into my head, a song that goes back to my childhood. Now, I was a big fan of Sesame Street, and I think a lot of people of a certain generation of over 35 years old, between 35 and 50, would know all the songs from Sesame Street. You know, like, these are the people in the your neighborhood, Rubber Ducky, etc., etc., etc. Well, Rubber Ducky, I mean, a lot of people know it, you know. But this song is also a well-known one, but why it would pop into my head at this unusual moment? Well, because I'm an unusual person. It's funny, I hadn't heard it in many, many years. And just by chance, Johan, our production assistant, I can't believe, I just couldn't believe it. Because I said to you, you know, the song, Oscar the Grouch, you know the song already, Oscar the Grouch sang the song in Sesame Street, oh, I wish we had it, and you said, oh, I have it on my iPod. Talk about coincidence. Unless you know something that I didn't about the way my mind works. Anyway, this is just popped into my head. It just popped into my head. And I thought, since today I feel a little bit silly, and silly is good. You know, there's too much seriousness in the world. Silly is good. So here's Oscar the Grouch and I Love Trash on the International Happy Station, or as they might say in some countries, I Love Rubbish.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Here's some more rotten stuff. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped this inside it. It's smelly and old. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now look at this restless junk. I've a clock that won't work and an old telephone. A broken umbrella, a rusty trombone. And I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love, I love, I love trash.
Yes, Oscar the Grouch. And I love trash. And I have to ask Johan one question. Why in heavens do you have that on your iPad? I think not just myself, but I think everyone listening would like to know why you have that on your iPad. very... I thought I was the strange one. Anyway, thank you very much, Johan, for giving that to us today. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. It's very nice to have you with us today. And we're now going to have two songs back to back because a listener of ours by the name of Richard, who lives in Cape Town, South Africa, said that he would like to hear something from one of the duets albums that Frank Sinatra recorded in, what year was it? 1990, it was 1994, 1993 and 1994. And I thought, well, since he recorded two of them, why don't we take a listen to two songs back to back? So going out to Richard in Cape Town, South Africa, and to all the other Sinatra fans out there, we're first going to listen to My Kind of Town, a duet with Old Blue Eyes and his son, Frank Sinatra Jr. And then that'll be followed by, well, fantastic song, fantastic, absolute. It's one of my favorite songs by Sinatra. It is Embraceable You with a duet with the one and only Lena Horne.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too, people who they all smile at you. And each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is one town that'll never ever let you down. It's my kind of town. Every bit of it is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town, Chicago. Yes, my kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz. And each time I leave Chicago, it's tugging my sleeve. Chicago is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the Chicago Cubbies. Chicago
is. Hey, don't forget
is
them socks.
One town that'll never ever let you down.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new SanGen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x@gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x@gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
embrace me, my sweet embrace of you.
Embrace me, you irreplaceable you.
Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
I love all the many charms about you.
Above all, I want my arms
about you.
Don't you be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do.
My sweet embraceable. I love all the many charms about you.
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Mama, do.
My sweet, embraceable.
Two songs back to back going out to Richard in Cape Town, South Africa. My Kind of Town, Frank Sinatra with his son Frank Sinatra Jr. And we just heard a second ago, Embraceable You with Lena Horne. You're listening to the International Happy Station. If you wish to get in touch with us, stay tuned because I'll be giving out our email address and everything else later on in the program. In fact, we actually have a new email address for Happy Station. So stay tuned to find out what that is. Okay, now, Flash Frisbone. Who in the hell is Flash Frisbone, you may be asking? Well, many, many, many years ago, there was a brilliant radio guy in the United States who did a series about a radio disc jockey who couldn't hold down a job. Sounds like some people I know, actually. But he went from one place to the next. And he created this series. And I remember hearing a few of them on Media Network with Jonathan Marks. Jonathan had used some of them. They're absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I'll tell you the story on another edition of the show, but we actually got hold of the whole series. They were on cassette, they were digitized, and they've been cleaned up. And we're going to bring you now installment number one of the world's worst radio DJ, Flash Frisbone.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents The Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, this planet's most transient radio personality, the jock who gets fired so often he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the superpower to change formats in a single bound. Now, once again, the continuing saga of floating Flash Frisbone, fired last week from a talk station in Keokuk for calling the mayor an idiot and his sponsor a ripoff, Flash Frisbone finds himself in Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the office of the general manager of CHIT, a 100-watt AM station. Let's listen.
Ah, Frisbone, I've been expecting you. Come in. Stomp your feet. Close the door.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is sure some weather you guys got here.
Yes, Frisbone. Beautiful day, don't you think?
Is it always like this in April?
Yes, well, anyway, welcome to the staff of CHIT.
Boy, I tell you, this is Staple Gun, Saskatchewan. It sure is pretty.
We like it here. We like it here very much, Frisbone. You'll like it, too, especially when the spring thaw comes in June. Listen, before we put you on the air here at CHIT, we'll need some information. Just a second. Maggie, could I have the Frisbone file, please?
Is there a problem?
Just preliminary. You know, we want to see, check your background and things like that.
Okay. Well, you find that I've got a pretty extensive background.
So I've heard. Well, let's see. While we're waiting, I must say, while I was listening to your audition tape...
Yeah?
I really expected someone much shorter, with less hair.
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it's just, I don't know, you're part of the image that people associate with the voice. They usually don't expect somebody with this resonance to be 6'2" with wavy brown hair and blue eyes. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, just the old radio biz, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah.
Coffee?
No, I never do stimulants when I'm not on the board.
Well, you don't mind if I indulge.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, just a second. Come in, Maggie. Maggie, close the door.
Mr. Preston, I have the
Frisbone, yes. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
My goodness. Frisbone, what is this? Is this an encyclopedia or what?
Well, they asked all kinds of questions, and they wanted to know my employment history, and I had to write down every station I worked at.
Yes. Well, then, we'll look at that later. Well, listen, Frisbone. Maggie.
Yes?
Listen, Maggie, private conference. You're excused. Lovely girl. Now, let's see. let's look at the application here. Well, Frisbone, first things first... Yeah. It will never do in Ottawa to have your name on the application Flash Frisbone.
Oh?
Have to have your real name.
A real name?
Yes, your real name. As they say in your country, what's your handle, good buddy?
Arnold.
Arnold Frisbone.
No, Mr. Preston. Flash Arnold.
Do this later. Listen, Frisbone, before I send you into the control room, there's something I must tell you.
What's that?
We have had a slight format change here at CHIT.
Format change?
Yes. When I hired you, we were doing something else, but that's all changed now. It's all different.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're running, it's...
What is it?
High energy wall to wall.
High energy wall to wall. What's that?
Well, didn't you listen to the radio on the way into town?
The dog sled didn't have a radio.
Oh, well, let me turn on the monitor and show you. Let's see. Right here.
Who's on the board right now?
The Iron Jaw Palmer.
Oh, I remember him.
He's coming up to a break now. Let's listen.
Okay.
That's Hallelujah on his wonderful Wackakians and music on CHIT. Now I'm going to be taking caller number 5 at 75546.
Contest.
I'm giving away tickets for the concert to hear Dick Contino over an Indian stick. Just tell me the correct number of shimmering strings in Melacrino's orchestra, and you win those tickets on CHIT. Now here's more music for you on CHIT. The music of Mantovani and his orchestra on CHIT.
Well, that's basically it, Frisbone. Let me turn this off. That's basically our format, high energy wall to wall. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, sure, the sure thing. That's no problem. It's the same thing that they got at K Bluey.
You worked at K Bluey?
Yeah, it's in my form right there, page 73, I think. No, there's no problem at all. You know, they K-Bluey's got basically the same thing, except they play more organ music. And, you know, I had afternoon drive there.
Afternoon drive at K-Bluey? What happened? Why aren't you there now?
Well, I broke format one day.
Mm. Well, what did you do?
I don't know. I just wanted to kick out the jams, and I played a Myron Florin record.
Well, listen, Frisbone, we will have none of that here. None of that here. No breaking format here.
I would never.
CHIT is a formatted station, yeah. And our playlist is very tight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand?
No problem.
All right. If you can follow the format,
oh,
you're
yeah.
in.
Sure. No problem.
All right, well, listen. You go ask Iron Jaw to put you on the board, and you're on.
Oh, great.
You're on. You'll have afternoon drive.
Wow, my favorite shift. Hey, that's really neat. Okay, let me just get my briefcase here. What? Oh!
What's that record, Frisbone?
It's nothing, really.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No, it's nothing, really. It's...
Give it here. What is it?
Just, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, It's whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. You were going to play Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on CHIT?
Oh, no. I just like to look at the girl's picture on the cover.
Frisbone, you are through. You are done. You are finished. You do not have the afternoon drive shift. In fact, you have no shift at CHIT whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I would like to see you out of Staple Gun, Saskatchewan as soon as possible. Get out of my station. Get out of my city. Get out of my country. Out. But little did he know that in slamming the door while making his hasty exit from CHIT, Flash set off an avalanche in the mountain overlooking the sleepy Canadian town. The avalanche hit the CHIT tower, snapping it, and sending it crashing down in the very direction our hero is standing, waiting for the next dog sled out of Staple Gun. Will he escape in time? And what does this mean to the ratings of CHIT? Join us next month when we continue the amazing adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace.
There we go. Installment number one of Floating Flash... I can't even say it. Flash Frisbone. Frisbone? No, Flash Frisbone. That's the first installment, and we'll be bringing you another installment very soon. Let us know what you think. You can always, of course, get in touch with us via our Facebook page. Just do a search for PCJ Media, or you can send us an email. Now, our email now for Happy Station is even simpler than it was before. It's simply HS. That's right. The letter H, the letter S. So, Henry Stevens, or Happy Station, or whatever else, anyway, at pcjmedia.com. That's HS at pcjmedia.com. Time now for more music. Some of you have said we don't play enough classical on the show, that you would like to hear more classical, so we're going to do that right now. This is actually from one of my favorite pieces by composer Giovanni Gabrieli. It is called Music for San Rocco. And we're going to listen to the third piece from this fantastic, fantastic musical. It's called Sonata Number 19. It is performed by the Gabrieli Consort and Players, and it's directed by Paul McKeesh.
Thank you.
From music from San Rocco, composed by Giovanni Gabarelli, that was the Gabarelli Concert and Players, directed by Paul McKeesh, with one of the pieces from that. For some reason, when that was playing, I kept thinking I should come back and say, yes, jolly good, yes, it was a wonderful piece, and we heard there the instruments playing a certain note that was all over the place. And, of course, the costumes are fantastic. Yeah, I told you today's show is very silly. Anyway, very silly. That is an understatement. Anyway, like I said earlier on, silly is sometime good. And this is the only way that we can actually describe our next piece of music. This was brought to my attention not too long ago. I had heard this quite some time ago. In fact, I mean, I still have the old single of this at home. It's a recording that came out in the 1960s. And I remembered it again because somebody wrote in saying, you know, they'd like to hear some music from Joe Meek. Joe Meek was a well-known British producer who did a lot of strange and unusual songs and very strange ways of recording them. He recorded them in his apartment. And a lot of them have become classics now. But this is a song that was originally banned on the BBC because the BBC felt the song was too dark. Yes, they felt it was too dark, but it became a hit because of pirate radio. In fact, the singer even owned a pirate radio station for a while, and I don't remember which station it was. I don't think it was Radio Caroline. I think it was something else. It was something else, I'm sure of that. His name is Screaming Lord Sutch. Now, some of our listeners in the UK of a certain generation will say, oh, I remember him. I remember him quite well, yeah. He was a very strange-looking man, yeah. But anyway, this was actually his first single that was too dark for the BBC, but it was played by Pirate Radio and Radio Luxembourg. It's called Screaming Lord Sutch Sings Till the Night... No, that's not the saying. That's not the song title, is it? Can you hold it up, Kevin? Thank you. What do you expect? You think I have this in front of me? No. Anyway, the song is called... I'll tell you, you know, we record the show in one take. We record it as if it's live. So if you hear a gaffe like that, it's real. It really does happen. The song is called Till the Following Night here on the International Happy Station.
Shining bright in the center of a graveyard in the middle of the night. I get out of my grave, beg a long black coffin till the following night. I got two horns on my head and a twinkle in my eye. I got a 2 feet ahead and it makes the chicks all sigh. When I hit them with my great big club, start a holler and cry. Dance and sing, I scream for me while we pound the floor. And while you shake your hip, the whole jump left. Well, I scream for more while the bats are flying and the cats are sighing and the zombies are dancing. The skeletons for ransom. I get into my great big coffin till the following night. Zombies are dancing, and the skeletons are dancing. I get into my great big coffin till the following night, till the following night, till the following night.
Yes, the very strange Screaming Lord Sludge with Till the Following Night, a song that was originally banned on the BBC when it came out way back in the 60s, but became a hit thanks to pirate radio. In fact, he even owned a pirate radio station, and we'll find out which one that was. I remembered it a while ago, and it just sort of left my head. Like most of my thoughts, actually, they're going to vanish into thin air. Anyway, we're now going to go on to one of my favorite singers, from Pakistan. I have a number of his CDs. His name is Nusrat Fatal Ali Khan. Now, many of our listeners in that part of the world, of course, will know that name. This is from a CD that he put out a number of years ago called Love Songs, and this is a fantastic song. I absolutely love this one. It's one of my favorites off this CD, and I'll do my best to pronounce the song title, so you're probably going to have a good giggle if you speak the language. For the best of my knowledge, it is Biba Sada Dil Morde. Yes, or something like that. This is the International Happy Station. Here's Nusrat Fatal Ali Khan.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant and fantastic. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan from a CD called Love Songs with Biba Sada Dil Morede. And I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but I'm sure that some of you actually know how, so get back to me of how to properly say it. Okay, that's it. That's all we have time for on this edition of your program, the International Happy Station Show. Once again, if you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's Henry Stevens, or happystation@pcjmedia.com. HS, that's right, HS. Simple, simple email. And also, by the way, this weekend on the latest edition of Media Network Plus, you can find out who the winner is, who the first winner of the PCJ Summer Contest is. You can find that program and many others at www.pcjmedia.com. www.pcjmedia.com. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.